Hello, friends. This is Frank Sandoval, and this is my first podcast. I am very excited because I have a passion for the love of Christ. And, you know, we are living in a world today where we act like God doesn't exist. This is the best time to become a Catholic or live out your Catholic faith. So yes, I just want to share different reflections and different parts of what I've learned in the Catholic faith. And I feel like we've been far too silent on morals and issues that we've just kept quiet for too long, and it's time to speak out. So today I want to talk about sanctification. Sanctification is very important because the saints are those who did the will of God on this earth, and the reward was heaven. And it is not easy to become a saint. Why? Because there's so much distraction. There's so much vices that we deal with, our sinful desires, our lust, and so many addictions where we try to fill our lives with things that will not bring us joy. You know, there's a thing such as it is called a love of false joys. You know, money will not bring us happiness. We try to put the infinite in the finite people that we love, and they can never give us the love that only God could give. And there's a small hole in each of our hearts that only God could fill us with. We mistake joy with pleasure, and joy could be found in loving God regardless of all the sufferings that we endure. Every Christian, every Catholic, we have crosses, and they're not going to be easy. Some are harder for others than us, but we could still find joy even in our crosses, because that is a gift from God. It is a sign. It's a sure sign that God wants to make us saints. And you know, it's a lot of suffering goes wasted, especially in hospitals, and because they do not unite their sufferings with Jesus Christ on the cross. You know, if you have a bad day, just offer it up. You know, I know it's easier said than done. Like, I have my fair share of bad days, and what do I do? I worry about it too much. I was talking to this guy at my church the other day, and he told me, when you worry and are anxious about things, that means you're giving yourself too much credit, meaning to say that you find yourself so important. And in the eyes of God, we have to become little in order to become great. We have to have humility. Humility is very needed today, because there's so much pride, so much ego. Even Archbishop Fulton Sheen, the Venerable, said, the more ego there is, the less of Christ that is in us. So we have to remember that any good we do comes from God, and it doesn't come from ourselves. He plants seeds in us, and he intercedes for us when we need it the most, especially when we're at our worst. We think we're alone. We think we have nothing. But yet God is with us in those darkest moments of our life. Even when we're dry as could be, you know, we know that we're not alone, even though we may think we feel alone, but we're not. We have to turn to God's providence. Like for me, I could preach to the choir all day, but living it out myself and trying to be Christ-like to everybody that I encounter, it's got to come from somebody that has supernatural power, and that is from God. And it doesn't come from us. It comes from him, and only we could live like him when we turn to him in prayer, because without prayer, we have nothing, and we're nothing. Essentially, some of the saints, you know, they even knew how insignificant we are to the love of God. You know, they were so humble that they said that they deserve hell. They deserve to be punished. And yet, but then they knew that they were, but it's a difference from despairing. That was just maybe a sign of mortification that they endured. They took on many sufferings. Like sometimes I think St. Francis of Assisi or somebody threw themselves in the thorn bushes just to repent of their sins. Or recently there was this holy monk who went to the Walk for Life. Actually, it wasn't that recent. It was about 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I don't remember. That they were in very cold weather, and it was like below the temperature, like below zero, and they would be out there barefoot, just being taking a part of that mortification out of love for Christ and for the unborn. And you know, we feel uncomfortable to fast on a Friday or Ash Wednesday, and these guys are like taking it to the level they're supposed to, and we're supposed to. I think we're afraid to say no to ourselves. Because when we say no to ourselves, we say yes to God. And so, you know, Scripture says, for this is the will of God, our sanctification. We don't want to think about becoming saints anymore. We want to think about becoming with high status and high doctorate degrees or having the best house, having the best toys, or whoever has the most toys wins. That's not what Christ looks at. He looks at our hearts. He looks at the innermost part of our hearts to see what we love the most. Because for where our heart is, where our treasure is, that's where our heart will be. If our heart is founded in God, then He's going to give us Himself. And then we could give God to others. And we could spread His good news to others. Everybody wants to hear about the life of Christ. Everybody, you know, I go back to the saints. Saint Jose Maria Escriva even said that. Let me think about this. He says when they look at you, they want to say, "Wow, that man reads the life of Christ." You know, and I don't know too much about like you know religious life or the priestly life, but in a sense, they're. Another Christ, right? They're another Christ. They're persona Christi, in the person of Christ. Well, us lay people, we are also supposed to be another Christ, a little Christ, and giving Christ to the world who is in dire need of knowing about Him, and it's ever needed more than ever. And if I could encourage you to just pick up your Bible or pick up a holy book, pick up your rosary. You know, that is the weapon of our times, St. Padre Pio says. And even another father says, you know, this is our weapon. This is what we must have with us always. And we should never be without our holy rosary. For when we turn to Mary, then that is most pleasing to her son, Jesus. I remember now, it's Father Bill Casey. I always go to Father Bill Casey. He says, he's showing his rosary in his rosary case. And he says, "For I have my high capacity magazine and my 50 round clip." That's the kind of attitude we need, us men especially, because we've become feminized by our actions. I'm not knocking feminism, that belongs to women, but men, we've become too weak and too soft, like flowers, when we have to be the strength and to give honor to women and you know, really hold them up in their dignity and their worth, for they are daughters of God, and we are men of God, godly men. We're supposed to be, you know, we have to be putting others first. Jesus first, others second, and we're last. Have that self-sacrificial love. So, just don't be afraid to be the man that you're called to be. Because God already gave you the grace and the tools that you need to live out your faith. Don't waste your talents. Don't give up and don't quit. God bless you, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Frank Sandoval and my first podcast. I hope you like it, and God bless you.